So good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
And today will be particularly hot.
今天是特别的热。
So I hope everybody is keeping fine.
希望大家都是安好。
So let us now turn to Yahweh in prayer. Let
我们现在跟亚伟祷告。
Father, we pray for your presence.
我们的亲爱天父，请你与我们同在。
We pray that you will once again address our hearts.
继续的与我们心灵谈话。
As we consider your word,
当我们来思考你的话语。
Help us to see what your purpose is.
帮忙看见，你对我们，你的目的。
That you always meant what is good for us.
因为你对我们，所做的一切是好的。
So we want to commit each one into your care.
我们把大家交在你的手里。
May your word once again address our hearts.
请你的话语，能够来与我们。交流
Continue to be with your weak and unworthy servants.
请你与你不配跟软弱的仆人同在。
And grant that your work will really be accomplished today.
就是请求你的话语能够成就他的大能力。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So let us begin by reading John chapter 3.
我们先读这个约翰福音第三章
14-21 John chapter 3:14-21
14-21摩西在旷野怎样举蛇人子也必照样被举起来叫一切信他的都得永生神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生因为神差他的儿子降世不是要定世人的罪乃是要叫世人因他得救信他的人不被定罪不信他人罪已经定了因为他不信神独生子的名光来到世间世人因自己的行为是恶的不爱光倒爱黑暗定他们的罪就是如此凡作恶的便恨光并不来救光恐怕他们的行为被 责备
21
但行真理的必来救光要显明他所做的是靠神而行
OK, so we are all familiar with John chapter 3 verse 16
所以我们大家呢都很熟悉这一个经文哦。
But we are not familiar with the context.
但是我们对这个上下文呢不是很熟悉的。
When you look at the context,
当你看这个上下文呢
，you realize that the words are quite stern, right?
你说你看见他话语啊挺严厉的、哦。
Especially verse 19 and 20.
尤其是第19-20。
Now, today I'd like to speak about verse 14.
今天我要谈谈这个第十四节。
And here Jesus makes a comparison between the raising up of the bronze serpent.
这个耶稣就做了比较的，就关于摩西举起了这个铜蛇哦。
With himself being lifted up.
就跟他比较说，他也照样的被举起来啊。
Now of course this Son of Man being lifted up is his.Being put on the cross.
那当然说他被举起来啊，耶稣就说他是被钉十字架。
So when the cross was lifted up, that's what he meant, right?
所以他就说这个十字架是被举起来了。
Now of course in other parts of the New Testament.
当然在其他的这个新约里哦。
That he's lifted up has to do with his resurrection and ascension.
这个被举起呢，就是说。他的复活跟他被举高啊
So we can take both together
所以我们可以说两个都同样的看哦
Both is life, death and life again
两者呢就是关于生命哦死了又重生、
Now when you look at the context
所以当你看这向下文啊
Of why Moses lifted up the serpent
为什么耶稣哦是举起这个蛇啊
Yeah, we begin to appreciate, right?
我们就开始呢会欣赏啊感激哦
Yeah, how this matter of the serpent being lifted up and the Son of Man being lifted up, becomes clear.
就是我们会看得比较清楚哦，因为他讲到这个举蛇哦，跟这个人子被举起来。
Now to understand, this lifting up of the serpent first.
啊，我们要先呢来了解啊这个举蛇。
So we need to look at Numbers 21.
我们要看民数记啊二十一章。
Verse 4 and 5.
二十一章哈四到五节，他们从何尔山起，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁。就怨毒神和摩西说：“你为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这坦薄的食物。”
Could you read verse 6?
于是亚威使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。
Right. Now you will see the context.
啊，你就看到这个背景啊。
Here, Israel is all, has all been wandering in the wilderness.
就是呢，这个以色列人就是一直的在旷野里。
And now they're very, very close to the promised land.
他们已经接近应许地了。
It's just outside of Edom.
就是在Edom is 以东地那一带。
Now, and of course, it says here again they have no food and water.
那就又跟我们说了，他没有水，又没有粮。
In the place that they were.
就是在、right. 他们在那地方哦。
So they started grumbling against Moses.
他们就、right. 就对这个摩西发怨言呐、
啊。Now he says explicitly.
所以这里呢、right. 是很直接的说哦。
In verse 5 that now they are speaking directly against God.
他们现在是直接的对神发怨言呐、啊。
Not just Moses.
不只是摩西啊。
Right.And then they go on to say, "We loathe, right? We loathe this worthless food."
啊，他们就说我们厌烦这坦薄的食物。
The very manner that God gave them for their survival.
啊，就是神给予他们的食物是让他们能够生存的。
They despise it.
但是他们却厌恶。
Now they say, "I have enough of this terrible food."
他说我已经吃够了这个。讨厌的食物。
Now this took place almost 40 years since they've left Egypt.
啊，这个就是在四十年之后，当他们出埃及哦。
And in fact, if you look at the entire account from Exodus to Numbers,
所以如果你从这个出埃及到这个民数记哦。
You discover that 14 times the people grumbled against Moses.
哦，就说十四次哦，这民众都是。抱怨的，抱怨摩西啊。
So 14 times out of 40 years,
就四十年里十次次叫抱怨。
It's not very much actually.
其实这十四次不是很多哦。
You're talking about one grumbling, in a matter of 2 years or so.
你是说他们两年就一次抱怨了？
Now that is not bad actually.
其实是很不错的。
Because how many times do we grumble?
因为对我们来讲，我们其实埋怨多少次啊？
Can we not complain about anything for 1 week?
我们是否在一个星期里面呢，不发任何怨言？
Now we find that is difficult, right?
其实对我们来讲是困难的事。
But here the whole account tells us.
但是整个事件跟我们讲。
14 times Israel complained.
十四次哦。这个民众啊，以色列民众就埋怨了。
And they complain about food and water, right?
他们就埋怨啊，水啊，跟食物啊。
So for 13 times,
说十三次，
you have various kinds of complaints.
他们有很多不同的这个
埋怨。But usually it's food and water.
不过最多就是说水跟食物而已。
Now, in other words, what it's saying is,They don't have water, they don't have food, so they complain. And God gave them the food and drink.
所以呢，是因为没有水，没有食物，所以他们才会埋怨。这样神就给他们这些东西哦。
Now in verse 5,
但是在第五节,
what they have is the manna. They have the food.
现在他们已经有玛瑙了，又有这个粮哦。
So perhaps in verse, Numbers 21:5, they were looking for other food.
啊，可能呢，在这个民数记二十一章哦，他们其实是在想要别的礼物。别的食物了。
And that's why they say we loathe this worthless food.
所以他才说我们厌恶呢这坦薄的食物。
But for sure they didn't have water. They didn't have water.
那当然呢，他当中说他们没水了。
Now, when you look at John chapter 3,
所以当你看约翰第三章，
I think we begin to appreciate, right, what John meant when he says, "Man loved darkness rather than the light."
所以我们就会比较欣赏呢，明白呢，为什么说在约翰福音里面，为什么人会爱黑暗呢，而不爱光
？Because you can ask the question, why do we complain?
因为你可以问这个问题，
right?
为什么我们会埋怨呢
？It's because we want things our way.、Right?
因为我们要我们自己的方式。
We want the things that we desire.
我们要我们所渴望的东西。
But we don't have it.
但是我们没有得到。
We feel we should be getting it.
我们觉得
we have the right to it.
我们应该是能得到这些东西的。
But if we don't get it,
但是如果我们得不到
then of course we are very unhappy.
这样我们就会很不快乐。
We started complaining.
那就开始去发怨言了。
Now this is important to understand.
所以这是我们非常重要，我们明白的。
Because if you look at Philippians chapter 2,
如果我们看看。Philippi 书啊
Verse 14 to 16
Philippians Philippi 书啊 Chapter 2
Philippians 2 14 to 16
第十四跟第十五节啊凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论使你们无可指摘诚实无畏在这弯曲弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀
OK Now if you don't complain then you shine as lights in this world
所以这里说、
right?
如果你不发怨言这样你就像明光这样的照耀、哦、
And Paul is saying a person does not dispute you don't argue with people you don't complain、right?
所以这个就说呢，如果你不发怨言呢，不起争论的话呢，不跟人家争执哦
，then you are true child of God，
这样你才是真正、
right?
神真正的儿女哦。
So what is this crooked and twisted generation? The generation that is in darkness.
这样，这个歪曲，歪曲悖谬的世代啊，是讲什么呢？是什么世代呢
well, ？You can see, right?We like to dispute, we like to complain.
哦，就是说，就是这些人喜欢发怨言呢，喜欢跟人家争议争论的人呢。
Right. Now, that is why you begin to see, what is the positive side of this?
这样正面的是其实是什么呢？
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书哦。
嗯。
Chapter
5.
第五章。
Verse 18
第十八节凡是谢恩因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意
Right, so the positive side is you give thanks to God、right?
所以正面的就是说你要凡事呢就感恩感谢神了
Because the giving thanks is actually an act of faith
其实这个感谢跟感恩呢就是看到你对神有信心啊
Because you are thanking God that He is accomplishing His purpose by putting you in a circumstance that is unpleasant to your flesh, that is, right? To the body.
感谢神呢，就是感谢他把你放在一个情况里了，就是对你的肉体呢，使你觉得不舒舍的。
So that something spiritual will come out of it. In other words,Some spiritual benefit will come out of this in your walk with God.
这样，这个属灵的益处呢，会从你身上出现哦。当你跟与神同行的时候
，Now you begin to see that we are always faced with challenges in life.
所以你看到我们每次都要面对挑战的。
Life is not smooth sailing.
我们的生命呢，不是很。 很说很轻松的。
Yeah, and once a while we meet a storm.
有时候有暴风雨。
And that is why in the Bible, the world is compared to a sea.
所以呢，在圣经里面呢，这世界呢是跟这个海比较的。
Because the sea can become one at one moment, and the next moment there will be huge waves, right?
说呢，有时候因为海呢，一下子呢是好像很平静，另一下子啊，就好像这个有大浪这样子。
So we know that the present storm is in fact the virus itself.
所以当然呢，说这个暴风雨现在呢就是那个疫情啊。
In fact, this particular storm is very very powerful.
当然我们说现在这个暴风雨呢是很大能力的，就是新冠病毒。
And the whole world is affected by this.
那全世界呢都被影响了。
Now that is why you begin to see, right? For some people, they would say, "We are all in this storm."
所以很多人都会说，我们每个人都在这个暴风雨里。
But we are not on the same boat.
但我们不是在同一个船啊，船呢。
Each person is different.
因为每个人都是不一样的。
Some people still have their jobs.
有些人还有他们的工作。
Others don't have the jobs.
有些人已经丢失掉了工作。
And so they are suffering in that they're not getting income.
所以他们受苦了，因为没有拿到工资啊。
So you can see that there are all kinds of circumstances that is different. Each individual person.
每一个人的环境情况都不一样的。
Now the question is this.
那问题就是呢。
When we face life's problems.
当我们面对生活的挑战、问题。
Like the Israelites, they face the harshness of the wilderness.
所以就像以色列人哦，在旷野里的那种情况啊。
Where they don't even get the basics.
就基本的东西都没有。
That is food and water.
就说水跟食物都没有。
Then of course for them they grumble.
当然对他们来讲，他们就开始埋怨了。
Now how about us?
但是我们呢？
We have the basics.
我们都有这些基本的。
And yet we grumble.
但是我们还是要去埋怨。
We have a lot of things to grumble about.
我们有好多东西都要埋怨的。
So the virus can be one reason.
所以这新冠病毒可能是其中的一个理由。
Because I think loneliness is one of the problems.
因为你觉得很孤单哦。
So that is why people in their hearts they're not happy.
所以有些人在心里面呢是很不高兴的。
And so young people especially they rather go out.
尤其是年轻人呢，他们想要出去哦。
They risk want to go out and risk being infected.
就是他们不管冒险呢。会得到这个新冠病毒。
Yeah, rather than stay at home, it's boring.
因为待在家里是很闷的。
And so you begin to understand.
所以你现在就开始明白了。
That this present circumstance that we are in.
我们在这样的一个情况里哦。
May cause a lot of people to be unhappy.
会使好多人不高兴了。
Now, if we belong to the Lord.
如果我们是属主的哈。
Do we also complain about this?
我们也会去埋怨这件事吗
？I mean, last week, for example.
上周呢
？And this has nothing to do with the virus.
这个跟新冠病毒没有关的。
It's just the heat of the summer.
就是因为这个热浪哦。
Yeah,
是夏天的热浪、
yeah, last week was particularly hot.
上周。Before last week,
week before last,
两周之前呢、太热了。
Okay, sorry, the week before last was very, very hot. Right? Now that is why even for me, I felt very, very uncomfortable.
所以对我来说呢，我也觉得很不舒服哦。
But you see, that's when I begin to ask the question.
所以我才会问这个问题。
What is this heat compared to the heat that the Israelites had to go through?
这个热潮跟以色列在旷野里的那个热潮怎么相比呢？
This heat is the heat that we are experiencing right now. That is not constant. It's not every day that we
experienced it.
It came for about 2-3 days.
可能就两三天,
and already I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable.
我已经觉得受, 很受不了了。
And I admit that I did murmur a bit.
当然了，我也是有所埋怨的。
But thinking of the Israelites going through this for 40 years.
但你想想这以色列人在旷野里40年哦。
I mean, if anyone had the right to complain,
如果有人觉得他有钱可以去埋怨的话
well, them,、
right? 但当然是这以色列人、
so、blame them, actually,
这样我们其实不要去责怪他们、
okay. And what is more for, out of the 14 times I mean 14 times for 40 years、
你想想
not very much
14次哦、
okay.
40年里只有14次
So、anyway But God looks at this very seriously
但是呢、
right?
神却对待这个呢，很严重的对待。
It is a very serious problem.
是一个很严重的问题来的。
And that's why when it came to Numbers 21.
所以当我们看到这个民数记二十一章。
This, by the way, is the last time that they complain.
其实这是最后他们投诉。
Because this time Yahweh sent fiery serpent.
因为这次呢，神派了这个很猛烈的这个蛇。
Because this is very unique.
Right? 这个很独特哦。
This way, Yahweh's way of dealing with them is very unique.
这个 right? 这个方式来对待他们是很独特。
Now, of course, after this, there was no more complaint.
那、
right?
当然，这个之后呢，他们就不再去埋怨了。
In other words, Israel has learned their lesson.
所以呢，
right?
就是说呢，以色列人已经学习了这个功课了。
And it took 40 years to learn.
哇，是哦。就用了四十年才学了这个功课
to learn not to complain,
就是学习不要禁止去抱怨埋怨
Now we thought that's a simple lesson, right?
我们以为这个是很简单的功课
And yet it took them 40 years to learn it
用了也是用四十年学习哦
So that's why we must not think that Oh, it's a very simple lesson
所以我们不要觉得哦，这个是很简单的功课、
This is not for me
这个我不需要这个功课
Because I already know
因为我已经、right. 我已经学习了
Well, we know in our head
可能是在头脑里学习了
But whether we know in our heart
但是在我们的心里呢
In the way we live
就是在我们生活的方面呢
Now that is the big question
是个问题了
right. And that is why you begin to understand
所以你才开始明白啊
That God is teaching Israel a very important lesson by this last discipline
所以神呢、
right.
就透过他的最后这个管教呢，来教导啊，这个以色列人呢。
So after 14 incidents of complaining，
就是这这啊，当这个十四次的去这样发怨言呢。
Finally, all right, they stop complaining。
最后呢，他们真的是停止去抱怨了。
You know why？
为什么呢
？Well, they ask Moses。
因为他们问这个摩西。
Going back to Numbers 21。
我们看。民数记二十一章啊
verse 7
民数记二十一章哈、第 7 啊第七节啊、
yes.
百姓到摩西那里说我们愿读亚威和你有罪了求你祷告亚威叫这些蛇离开我们于是摩西为百姓祷告
yeah and it says they said please pray to Yahweh
他们说请你求亚威神
that he take away the serpents from us
这样他就能够把这些蛇就使这些蛇 离开我们
well the prayer wasn't answered
那这个祷告没有得到
you see
复印哦
God did not take away the serpents
就神没有使这些蛇离开
and when you read the account
当你读这个事件哦
God did not give them water
神没有给他们水
right? So they complain about food and water They got nothing this time right?
这次的、right? 他们发怨言关于水啊跟食物这次神却不给他们水跟食物
Now that is why it's unique
所以这个很独特、
right? Because in the previous accounts
因为之前呢那些事件啊
Either the form of discipline was taken away
当时有时候这个管教呢是被除掉了
Or
拿掉了哈。
Okay, either it was taken away,
或者是被拿掉。
Or God, Yeah, in this case, you will discover that God did not do it. Right?
但是在这个情况里，神没有这样做。
And neither did they give him them food or drink.
而且神也没有给他们水跟食物。
Now that is why they stopped complaining after that.
所以。所以这样的情况之后，他们真的是停止去埋怨。
Now, instead of that, those, right, either take away the form of discipline or provide them with food and water.
所以之前呢，神是拿掉了管教他们的，然后就给他们啊食物啊，他们所需要的。
Instead of that,
但是
those, right,
但是呢，这次呢，他没给。
God told Moses, put up a bronze serpent.
啊、
right?
但是呢，却叫摩西举起这个铜蛇。
So that when they look at it,
所以当他们看这个铜蛇的时候
，they would be healed.
他们就会被治疗。
Now that is very unique.
这是非常独特的一件事。
Now why did Yahweh tell Moses to put up the bronze serpent?
那为什么神会叫摩西把这个铜蛇得高举呢
？Because when they look at the serpent,
因为当他们看见这个铜蛇哦
，they begin to see that they are like that.
就会看到其实他们就像这个蛇一样
the pain they are feeling,
他们所感到的这个疼痛啊
and some who have died,
啊有些已经死了
when they look at the corpses,
当他们看见这些尸体哦
and they are feeling their own pain,
他们也感觉到自己的疼痛啊
Yahweh is telling them,
亚威神跟他们讲
this is what your grumbling and your hostility is like,
这就是你们啊所埋怨的哦跟你们敌对的样子。
You are all like broods of vipers. In other words,
你们就像这些毒蛇的种类一样。
Right? Now we understand why John the Baptist called the Pharisees brood of vipers.
所以我们才会明白施洗约翰为什么会说这个法利赛人就像这个毒蛇种类啊。
In fact, this matter of snakes, right?
因为就是
and the venom.
因为这些蛇跟它毒气啊。
If you look at John chapter 3, it's typical, right, of an unregenerate man.
啊，其实就是说，这约翰三章里面就是说，这群人是还没有重生的。
Let's look at James chapter 3.
我们看雅各书哦，第三章啊。
We shall look at verse 8 to 10.John 3:8-10.
第三章哈，八到九节啊，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头诅咒那照着神形象被造的人。
Right, there you can see.
Right. 这里看到
It says here, our tongue is a restless evil, full of deadly poison.
他说我们这个舌头啊是有多么的恶毒哦，啊，就是满了这个毒气的。
And that is why you begin to see, Yahweh is teaching the people.
所以呢，就看见呢，神是在教导这些群众。
What you do to my servant?
你对我摩西说。摩西仆人所做的事哦
，And of course, what you do to others, right?
啊，也你对其他人做的事啊。
Now the whole thing has come back to you.
啊，这样这全部的事情现在已经回归了，临到你身上了。
And that is why you begin to see.
所以你会开始明白了。
Right? If we are this kind of people,
如果我们是这样的一种人呢、啊、
？We attack people.
我们啊，就是一直攻击人呢、啊。
And we say all kinds of things.
就说他们的坏话哦。
All kinds of complaints against others.
就一直埋怨他们呐。
All these things will come back to us.
这些我们对别人所做的事将会临到我们身上。
If you do it to other people,
你对别人做的事啊。
You yourself will become a victim of this.
你自己也会变成受害者。
So we have to learn this important lesson.
所以我们一定要学习这个非常重要的功课。
Yahweh gave them the venom.
亚威神就给他们这个毒气啊
，so they can get a taste of their own hateful medicine。
这样他们可以尝尝自己，这个所放出的那个毒药有多么恶。
And that is why you can see Jesus compares himself to that bronze serpent。
所以呢，耶稣把自己呢就比较啊，这个跟这个铜蛇比较、哦。
Not because he is full of venom against others.
不是说他身上有 对别人哦，就是有这种毒气啊。
But that he is the instrument even of God's discipline upon the people.
因为的他就是对待群众，耶稣就对待群众们呢，就是神的管教的工具。
Let's look at John chapter 3 verse 20.
我们看约翰第三章啊。
Verse 20.
OK， 说了这话就把手和柱旁。
John chapter 3 verse 20.
Oh, sorry, John chapter 3.
Yeah.
第三章，约翰第三章二十节，凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他们的行为受责备。
Right. Now it says here, that what does the light do?
我们想想，这光是用来做什么？
And here this light that John has mentioned, he's referring to Jesus.
对，这个光呢，约翰指的就是耶稣。
And that Jesus' ministry is in fact to bring the light of God into this darkness.
这个耶稣的事工呢，就是把神的光带到这个黑暗的世界。
And he tells us that the wickedRight, those in darkness, they hate the light.
那就说那些作恶的，那些在黑暗里的，他是讨厌这个光的。
Why is that so?
为什么他会恨这个光呢？
Because the light exposes their deeds.
因为这个光呢，会来暴露他们的行为的。
Now, this word expose.
那这个暴露哦。
It can also mean reproof.
也可以把它翻译为责备啊。
Now, when we look at this word reproof,
当我们看这个词哦，这个责备。
Yeah, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary,
就根据这个 Merriam 字典哦。
It says here, one of the meaning is to correct, usually gently or with kindly intent.
这里呢就是翻译的意思呢就是。去纠正呢，很温柔的，而且是善待的去纠正呢。
Yeah, you correct someone with gentleness. In other words,
你纠正他的时候，你是很温柔的。
Why? Because
为什么呢
？Your intention is kind.
因为你的企图哦，你是你非就有善心的去说要去。温柔的纠正他。
Now, if we read verse 16, if God so loved the world,
在第十六节说，如果神爱世人呢
？And that's how God would deal with us.
这样是神就会用这样方法去对待我们的。
In fact, that is how Jesus dealt with Nicodemus.
因为这个就是耶稣跟尼哥底母哦，是这样的去对待他的。
And he corrects Nicodemus.
他去纠正他哦
，and not with the kind of harsh rebuke，
不是用一个很苛刻的一种责备哦。
Although in one sentence he says to Nicodemus, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and you don't understand these things?"
当然有一句话他说你不是以色列的士伯吗？你怎么会不明白这些
？But he went on to correct him with the gentleness.
但是呢，之后他是用很温柔的。话去纠正他。
Now, yesterday I was watching a video.
昨天我就看了这个视频啊。
About two men, young men.
就关于这个两个少年人呢。
They went to Huntington Beach in California.
他们在这
Huntington Beach.
美国的一个海滩哦。
Yeah. And they brought a box. Full of masks.
他们就带了一箱的口罩啊。
Because when they showed the beach full of people,
因为他看见海滩呢，哇，就堆满了人呐。
Nobody was wearing masks.
没有一个人戴口罩。
And they never observed the social distancing.
所以他们没有去观察关于社就是隔离这些事。
So they decided to do a social experiment.
所以他们要做一个社交的。
So they went and offer masks to these people.
他们就给这些人这个口罩。
Trying to explain to them that there's this pandemic.
就跟他们讲了有这样的这个疫情的情况。
And it's for their own safety that they wear masks.
所以是就是对他们又有好处，如果他们戴这个口罩
and,
是安全的。
Yeah, at the end of the video.
那这个视频之后呢？
These two guys were saying, "Wow, this is very educational."
啊，所以这两个人就说：“ right. 哦，这个很好的一个学习啊。”
Because what they experienced was a lot of hostility.
因为他们所经历的就是很多人就是很敌视他们呢。
And people just didn't appreciate what they're trying to do.
当然没有一个人说感激他们所做的这些。
And a lot of them cursed them.
很多人就诅咒他们。
And some of them even threatened physical violence.
啊，有些人还要威胁说要打他们呢。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because number one.
因为第一呢。
This virus is fake news.
因为对他们讲、哦、这个病毒、哦、是假的。
And secondly, you cannot violate their rights.
啊，就是第二，你不会侵犯他们的权利。
They have the right not to wear masks.
他们有权利不戴口罩。
And there's an elderly couple.
所以有一个比较年老的夫妇、哦。
I think their excuse is the worst. Right?
啊，他们的借口是更糟糕的。
They said, "It doesn't matter because when I die."I'll go to heaven.
他说没关系，如果我死的话，我一定上天堂。
How about you?
但你呢？
You want to go to hell?
你想下地狱呢？
Now you can see, right?
所以你可以看到了。
That these religious people, at least this couple,
所以这个宗教的这个夫妇哦，
they think that they can go to heaven.
他们想他们可以上天堂的。
Well, you get the virus going to infect other people, and you still think you go to heaven.
但是他们没有想，他们得到这个病毒，你会。传染到别人了、
so、you can see,
你还想去天堂啊
for all these people who refuse to wear masks,
所以 对,、这个、对这些人呢他们不愿意戴口罩
they just don't see the danger,
他们根本没有看到这有多危险
both to their own lives and to the lives of other people、
啊、就是对于他们自己的生命跟别人的生命、哦、
so I really appreciate
所以我
the intention of these two young men
对就我真的是很欣赏这两个年轻人的举动
They're trying to do something responsible.
他们要做一些有责任的事情啊。
But the people completely reject that.
但是这一群人在海滩都是拒绝他们的。
So you can see their reproof of these people were out of kindness.
所以你看见呢，他这两个人去责备海滩的人。
But nobody accepted that.
是出于好意的，但是没有人去。
Most of them hated them.
接受，而且很多人呢是恨他们的。
So you can see what Jesus was doing.
所以你看见耶稣做了什么？
His whole life,
他的整个生命哦，
has been trying to help you and I.
就一直的是要来帮忙你跟我。
To see where we have failed.
就看我们在哪里已经失败了。
And one of the thing that we must understand.
那有一件我们要明白的。
Is that we need to trust Yahweh.
我们一定要信靠亚威神呢。
And that is the first lesson we have to learn.
这是第一个功课我们所要学的。
The way we can lose, we can overcome our complaints and grumbling.
啊，如果要胜过我们的埋怨的心哦。
It's not to set our eyes on our own problem.
不是要把你的眼光注射在你自己的问题上。
At least the problems that you're experiencing right now.
啊，就是尤其你现在所啊经历的这些问题。
Whether it be an event.
啊，或者一个事件哦。
Whether it be in terms of relationship with someone.
啊，可能是你别人的这个关系哦。
Don't allow your hearts and mind to set on that.
不要让你的心思意念呢，就注目在这些东西。
And that's why the serpent was raised up, so people will look at it.
所以你才看见为什么这铜蛇会被挤上，这样群众的目光会看着那蛇。
So the word here is simply to fix your gaze upon the serpent.
所以这个句子里面就是说，你要定眼看这个蛇。
And the people will not think of the pain, right?
这样这些人就不会一直去感觉自己的痛啊。
But to learn to look away from it.
就是要离开，你的心要离开这些你的感觉。
Now, please remember.
所以你要记住。
That the serpents were not taken away.
这个蛇没有被拿开哦。
In fact, the danger is always there.
就是说这个危险 一直在当中的。
The moment you take your eyes off that bronze serpent，
当你把你的眼离开了这个蛇哦，
more snakes will bite you，
这样更多的蛇会来咬你哦。
Well, that is even worse，
所以就更糟糕。
So you can see they were all at the edge as it were， right？
所以就看到他们到了这个地步了。
And they had to keep looking to the serpent.
所以他们一直要把眼光呢
the bronze serpent
啊，眼光呢就是这个凝视这个蛇铜蛇。
So now you begin to understand.
所以你就开始明白了。
How do we overcome sin in our life?
我们要怎么胜过我们身上的罪呢？
So we do not think of our own problems.
我们不要一直在想自己的问题吧。
How it came about.
这个问题是怎么来的些。
Why is it like this?
为什么会有这样的情况。
How come I have to go through this?
为什么我要经历这些。
How come the other person is not going through it?
为什么其他人却不用经历我所经历的。
How come it's me?
为什么永远都是我而是 不是别人。
So you keep looking at yourself.
所以你如果一直看着你自己哦。
And your own self pity.
然后你就怜惜自己。
Then of course we're not going to win this battle.
这样当然你不能够胜过这个征
战。In fact, we will be full of bitterness.
其实你心里面会堆满了苦毒的。
And we might end up blaming God.
而且你最后呢，可能又会责怪神呢。
So that's why we begin to see.
所以你开始看见呢。
Jesus said, "How do you believe in Him?"
耶稣说你要怎么样来相信我呢？
The first point about believing in Jesus，
这第一点如果要相信耶稣，
is to look away from yourself，
你要从你自我，你自己不要看你自己。
The direction goes away from myself to him，
你的方向是从你自己离开然后看耶稣。
Now that is very very important，
就是离开自己看耶稣。
Now the second thing，
这非常重要的。
The second thing about believing in him.
所以第二件事关于信靠耶稣。
By the way, we are looking at verse 15 of John 3.
我们看约翰三章第十五节哦。
There it says the Son of Man be lifted up that whoever believes in him may have eternal life.
第十四节呢，就是说呢，人子也照样被举起哦，叫一切信他的都得永生。
So my first point about believing in him is the directional part.
所以我第一点关于相信他呢，就是方向。
Okay, so we have to look away and look to Yahweh.
你要离开自己，然后看亚威神。
And look to his son.
而且要看他的儿子基督。
Whom he has sent to us in verse 16.
就是十二节跟我们讲是亚威神派来给我们的。
Out of his love for us，
就是因为他爱我们。
So this is the first point，
所以这第一点。
The second point has to do with the word belief itself。
第二点呢，就关于相信这个字。
And of course when you look at this word belief in John，
这当你看这个相信，
it has to do with commitment。
这个信他就是关于委身了。
It is not easy believism，
不是说你是很简单的去相信这样。
Like we hear a lot today，
就是我们今天所听的哦。
It is a total commitment to him，
就是完全委身给他。
So it's not just looking to him， but to commit to him。
不只是说一直的盯住看着他，而是你要委身给他。
It is to place your life completely。Under his control，
就是把我们自己全部交托，在他的管辖之下。
So in other words, we're talking about devotion that is totally to the Christ whom God has sent to us。
就是你就是奉献自己哈，给那个亚威神所派来的耶稣。
All right. So in other words, believing in Jesus，
所以呢，信耶稣
is to it involves our allegiance to him，
就牵涉到我们是忠心于忠心于他的。
And you must bear in mind this fact， right？
而且你一定要这个记得这个。
The allegiance to God，
就是忠心神。
Involves reproof， okay？
就是牵涉到 责备。
That means the Lord is going to show us what is wrong.
啊，因为神会让我们看到我们哪里出错。
And whether we are more than happy to change.
啊，而且是我们愿不愿意啊被改变。
Now, if you're not willing to change,
如果你不愿意被改变。
To lose yourself, in other words.
啊，来舍掉自己哦。
To let go of your bitterness.
就是啊，把你自己的苦毒给放了。
And the desire for comfort.
啊，而且是啊，这个。你所奢望的有这个舒适的 生活方式
yeah, and then of course we can't follow him
当然呢、
right?
我们是不能够跟随他的
in fact we can't be taught at all
因为我们根本是不受教
because when we want to follow Jesus
因为当我们要跟随耶稣的时候
involves a whole life of training
就会涉及到我们整个生命呢被训练了
and as we saw
就像我们看到
It is a training of the most basic principles.
而这个训练呢是很基本的。
And that principle is what we saw today.
这个基本的原则是我们今天所看到。
Whether, however difficult your situation is.
不管你的情况有多么困难呢。
We realize that it is never easy.
我们知道是不容易的。
And we have to deal with a lot of things.
我们真的是说要处理好多事情哦。
Some people's problems are deeper than others.
有些人的问题比别人的还要大。
I mean, a much bigger problem.
更大的问题啊。
But of course, through all these, we learn.
但是透过这些呢，我们学习。
To overcome.
学习去胜过。
Through our trust and our allegiance.
是透过了我们忠心，而且呢是信靠耶和华神的。
All right. Now the third thing about believing.
第三点呢，关于信靠哦。
We have to look at John chapter 6 to help us to see better.
我们要看约翰第六章哦。
So let's look at John chapter 6.
效忠哦，效忠耶和华。OK.
John 6, 40.
约翰第六章四十节哈。因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
Right, there you see again, everyone who looks on the Son.
所以就说那些就是一直定眼看这个子的哦。
Yeah, this one has to do with placing your entire attention upon him.
就是把你全部的注目都放在他身上，耶稣身上。
And then it says, and believes in him.
而且是信他的。
Again, should have eternal life.
这样，他们应该是有永生的。
Right. Now let's look at verse 54 in John 6.
我们再看看约翰第六章。第五十四节哈，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
Right. Now we saw, right?
那我们看到。
The first point has to do with our direction.
第一点是关于我们的方向啊。
The second has to do with our commitment.
第二是关于我们委身啊。
And the third point we notice about belief.
第三点关于相信哈。
Has to do with participation.
是关于参与。
Now you see here.
你看到呢。
Verse 54. He who eats my flesh.
那个吃我肉的。
And drinks my blood.
喝我血的。
Shall have eternal life.
将会有永生。
Now, in other words,
就有永生。
This one explains verse 40 about looking to him and believing in him.
这个就解释了关于定眼看耶稣跟相信他。
Now, what do we mean by this?
这个是什么意思呢？这经文。
Again, it goes back to our understanding of Numbers 21.
这个就回到了我们所了解的民数记二十一章哦。
When we look at Jesus on the cross,
当我们看这个十字架的耶稣
，What do we see?
我们看到什么
？Well, you see a broken body.
你看到了他的身体呢是被打破了。
And we see somebody who is crushed.
我们看到这个人是被压了。
And yet.This is the means of God's healing and salvation.
但是是经过这个人才得到 救赎。
That is how eternal life, namely God's life, come into us. Right?
就是这个缘故呢，亚威神的生命才能够临到我们身上。
It is through the broken body of Jesus.
是透过了这个破开的身体，耶稣的身体。
And that's why Jesus says.
所以耶稣才会说
，He who eats my flesh.
那吃我肉的。
What is this eating of the flesh?
那这个吃我肉是什么意思？
It is to eat his broken body.
就是来吃这个破开的耶稣的身体。
And it is while we go through this.
是当我们经过这时候呢。
Then the life, his blood, right?
这样他的血生命呢。
Yeah, that's when the life of God comes into our life.
就是神的生命就来到我们的身上了。
We begin to see the blessedness.
我们就会看到这个蒙福的
in this suffering,
就是在这个受苦当中
in this tribulation,
就在这个患难
in this adversity, if you want to put it this way,
在这个患难的时候
yeah, very difficult, but you experience the blessedness of this
非常难的情况里面你却经历到被祝福哦。
Now of course in John 6
当然在约翰第六章呢
Jesus says, I'm the bread from heaven,
耶稣呢就说我是从天而降的这个粮了。
And he's comparing to what the Israelites were talking about manna from heaven.
他是跟这个以色列人在这旷野里所说的这个玛纳。
Now whether bread or manna,
不管是饼啊粮啊或者是玛纳。
Both are treated alike.
两个都是同等的去对待的。
Because when the people gathered the manna,
当这些人来堆这些玛纳的时候
the manna still has to be broken.
这个玛纳也是要被打脆的。
They have to grind it.
他们要去打脆。
They have to bake it.
他们要去烘烤。
Or they boil it.
或者去煮哦。
So you can see.
所以你看到了。
That it is not just broken.
它不只是说被打脆哦。
It is subject to heat.
它还是要经过这个热这个烘烤。
Same thing with bread.
就像饼一样。
The wheat was broken.
这小麦打脆了
until it's really fine
它就变得很模型、
okay.
粉型了
and then what do you do with bread? You bake it、right?
那你把这个饼做什么你就是去烘烤
it is also subject to heat、
当然它也要有这个烘烤的热气、
so we realize that it is through the fires of life
所以就看过是要经过生命之火
and the brokenness from God
就是从神而来的那种压迫
that we begin to experience his life
这样我们才能够经历他的生命
of course not forgetting the communion part
但也不要忘记这圣餐
where Jesus says to his disciples this he took the bread
就耶稣跟这个门徒说这个他就拿起这饼
this is my body that is broken for you
就是我的身体他被剥开了是给你的
So now you begin to understand what Jesus is saying, or Yahweh is saying.
你就开始明白呢，耶和神是在讲什么了。
When we look at the cross,
当我们看这十字架哦
it is not just looking.
你不只是在看呢。
It is a commitment, yes.
你是个委身。
But commitment to what?
这委身给什么呢
？To participate.
是来参与。
In the life of Christ.
去参与耶稣的生命。
And we know when we participate in the life of Christ.
当我们来参与耶稣的生命哦。
Just as his body is broken.
就像他的身体被剥开了。
Our bodies will also be broken.
我们的身体也会被剥开的。
We will go through difficulties and even through the fiery trials.
我们会这个经过困境哦。也会经过这个试探痛苦的试探
yeah, that's how we triumph
这样我们才会胜利的
that's how we overcome
这样我们才能够胜过我们的肉体
and that's why you see that to be born again
所以你看见
in John chapter 3
在约翰所讲的要重生的话
and that if the spirit would lead us
因为这个神的灵会带领我们
Because that's what Jesus says, right?
因为这个是耶稣所说的。
The Spirit blows where it wills.
他说这个圣灵呢，他是照着自己的意思吹的。
So will we be led by Yahweh?
我们是否会愿意让耶和华神的灵来带领我们呢？
And he will put us through a difficult path, no doubt.
他会把我们放在这个非常困苦的一个景路哦。
But my question is this.
那问题是这样。
Do we go through it with the joy?
我们经过这个困苦的路哦，我们是否会很乐、很喜乐的去走
？Will we go through it with the peace and happiness?
会用着一个很平静跟一个喜乐。的态度呢？去走这个路。
Whatever we go through, so long as we have our relationship with God, we are very happy.
不管我们的环境有多么困苦，只要我们是用一个喜乐跟平静的心去走。
Okay. Now let's look at Numbers again, and then we close.
民数记。
Numbers 21.
第一章。
Verse 16 to 18.
Chapter what?
Numbers 21,
二十一章
16 to 18,
十六到十八节。以色列人从那里起行，到了比尔。从前亚威吩咐摩西说：“召集百姓，我好给他们水喝。”说的就是这井。但是以色列唱歌说：“井啊，涌上水来！你们向这井歌唱。”读。
Verse 17, that's all.
Okay.
Now you notice, like I said,
你发现了，就像我说的。
Yahweh did not give them food or drink.
Yahweh 没有给他们水或食物。
In fact, from there, they had to continue their journey.
就从那开始，他们要继续的，就是说往前走。
And they walked quite a distance. Right?
他们走了一段路哦。
And then finally, they came to this well.
最后，他们来到这个井哦。
And then what happened?
那又发生了什么事啊?
Did they complain?
他们有没有埋怨呢?
No.
他们没有哦。
This time they sang to that well.
这次他们向这个井唱歌。
Oh, they really learned their lesson.
他们真的是学习了这个功课了。
Finally, they said, they sang.
他们就唱歌。
Spring, O well. Spring up, O well.
井啊，井啊，涌上水来啊。
And of course,The understanding here because they sang to the well.
就是我们明白，因为他们向这个井唱歌哦。
Yahweh was very happy to give them.
所以Yahweh神很高兴就给他们水了。
So you see, they overcame.
所以你看见他们已经胜过了。
Finally, right?
真的是胜利了。
After 40 years,
就是十年之后哦，才胜利了。
So that's why you will see never despise or think light of basic principles.
所以不要去鄙视这个非常基本的原则。
Yahweh will see to it.
Yahweh 神呢会看守的。
That His word will bear fruit in our lives.
就看呢，他会使他的话语在我们的身上呢，流出生命来。
Yeah, so we look at this with this joy.
所以我们在这个事件的时候呢，要用一个喜乐的态度哦。
That whatever difficulty we go through right now,
不管我们的情况有多困苦
，is Yahweh's way of telling us.
是亚威神来跟我们讲哦。
Well, do you trust me?
你是否信靠我
？How do you look at me?
你是怎么看我的
？Am I sufficient for all these?
我是否能够足够给你
？Would you
多过这些
？Rather want to know me?
你是否愿意要来认识我
？To go on to know who he is，
来继续的认识我是谁
？Be content with him，
而且是很满足的，跟他在一起。
To walk with him，
跟他一同行。
And not look at the circumstances，
而不是一直看看你周围的那些情况。
So I hope we'll take this challenge。
要希望大家都会拿起这挑战。
The challenge of Yahweh's purification of our lives。
这个挑战呢，就是Yahweh来要来净化我们。
So to help us, we have a visual aid.
就是给我们这个图画来看。
And that is the cross of Jesus.
那就是那十字架。
So even if we look at the risen Christ,
即使我们看这个复活的耶稣
，He is still the crucified one.
他还是那被钉的耶稣哦。
That when we partake of the body of the crucified one,
当我们来参与这十字架的耶稣哦。
The body up to this day is still a broken body.
他的身体到现在还是那被剥开的身体。
So let us learn to look to Yahweh.
那希望大家把眼睛都 钉在亚威神
and meditate upon the cross of his dear son.
也是一直思考着这十字架的耶稣。
So let us close in prayer.
我们这里结束。
Father, we pray that you will teach us.
我们的亲爱天父，请你教导我们。
Even what seemed to be a very basic principle.
即使我们看来是非常简单的原则。
Of trust.
Of
trusting you,
就是来信靠你
and loving you,
而且来爱你
So we pray that you will help us,
请来帮忙我们
to understand these very basic things,
来明白这非常基本的事
especially during these times,
尤其是在这样的情况里
that the virus has caused many changes in our lifestyle,
这个病毒已经改变了我们生活了
So we pray that you will help us to learn to look to you.
请求你让我们一直的定眼看着你
to trust you
来信靠你
and that you will help us to be overcomers
你帮忙我们成为胜者
that we may really know you in a deeper way
这样我们才能够更深的去认识你
so hear our prayer
听我们的祷告
we thank you for this time
我们感谢这样的时间
Amen,
Amen.